Okay, today's daf was Shkalim Daf Tezayin. We learned a lot about the Aron in today's daf. First, the Gemara goes through the different items that were nignas, that were hidden away toward the end of the Tkufa of the first Beis HaMikdash, and included on the list was the Aron, but not just the Aron, the Tzantzenes HaMan, the little jug of man that they had to keep l'mishmeres for future generations, the Tzlochet Shel Shemen HaMishcha, a plate full of Shemen HaMishcha, Makolo Shel Aron, the stick of Aron that had grown almonds on it and that had grown prachim on it, and the Argas Shiva Plishtim, the box that the Plishtim sent back together with the Aron as a gift to Klal Yisrael as a kapara for what they had done for stealing the Aron. Then the Gemara records in Machlokas exactly how they made the Shemen HaMishcha. Did they first take all of the spices and cook it in water, or did they just cook it directly in the oil? Machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So the argument goes that they could not have possibly first cooked it in the oil, because then there would be no oil left with the amount of oil that they used compared to the amount of spices that they needed to make the Shemen HaMishcha. There would not have been any oil left to use if they would have cooked it in oil. So the Gemara explains, no, the whole thing was a nes. The very fact that they were able to have so much Shemen HaMishcha that they were able to use for all the Kalim and for all the Kohanim and all the Malachim that they had throughout history and that they still have left over, the whole thing is a nes. So the fact that they were able to make it Bederech Nes shouldn't come as any surprise to us. The Gemara says in terms of using the Shemen HaMishcha, normally when someone first becomes a Melech, he's the first one in his family to become a Melech, so he needs to be anointed with this special oil. But a melech ben melech does not need to be anointed with this oil unless there's some dispute as to whether he's supposed to be the king. If there's some dispute, he has an older brother, or someone else is arguing that they deserve to be the king, then we use the Shemen HaMishcha to establish that this person is in fact the rightful king. The Gemara quotes two different psukim as a source that a Kohen can never serve as a king. One pasuk is Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, that a dafka has to be from Shevet Yehuda. The king has to be not from any other Shevet, including any Kohanim. And the other pasuk is Man Yarich Yam Mamamachto Hu Ubanav Beker of Yisrael. And then right afterwards it says Lo Yeh LeKohanim Alevim, that it's not Dafka not allowed to go to Kohanim Alevim. So the second pasuk doesn't just emphasize that it has to stay within Shevet Yehuda, but that even if it's not going to be in Shevet Yehuda, it can't go to Kohanim and Levim. And the Gemara has a machlokas about the size of the Aron, which really there shouldn't be a machlokas because the Torah tells us how big the Aron is, how it was 2.5 amos long by 1.5 amos wide, but the machlokas is, how big is an amma? Are we talking about amos bas shisha tefachim or amos bas chamisha tefachim? Are these 5 tefach amas or 6 tefach amas? And it makes a big difference. If you assume that there are 6 tefach amas, so then you have a 15 tefach length, 15 tefachim of length of the Aron and 9 tefachim of width, so there's not only room for the luchos and the shivrei luchos, there's also room for a sefer Torah that they would keep in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whereas if you hold that it was only 5 tefach amos, so then you're dealing with a much smaller, you're dealing with 12.5 tefachim of length and 7.5 tefachim of width, so by the time you're finished with the luchos and the shivrei luchos, there is not any extra room for a sefer Torah. Then you would have to say the sefer Torah was kept in a separate box outside. They would also argue about the thickness of the walls, that if you're dealing with a longer space, so then the walls could be a little bit thicker than if you're dealing with a smaller space. There was also a machlokas, the Gemara records, about how the Aron was made. Was it made the way with a gold box and then a wood box inside of it, then another gold box inside of that, and then line the top with gold in order to cover up any visible wood? Or was it made with a wooden box that was just smeared on the outside or lined entirely on the outside with gold? And then toward the end of the daf we have 4 opinions about how many of the Aser Sadibros were on each of the luchos. So the first opinion is the way we normally envision it, 5 on that side, 5 on the other side. The second way is that, no, maybe there was all 10 were on each side, were in each of the luchos. Third opinion is that maybe there were 20 on each of the luchos. How can you have 20? There are only 10 Aser Sadibros. So you have a repeat. Each of them was repeated twice on each of the Aser, on each of the luchos. And then the fourth possibility is that it was written on all 4 sides of each stone. So it was actually 40 dibros on each of the luchos. And then right before the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us that Torah is like fire. It's white fire with black fire. Torah is considered to be a fire. Mi'imino, eshtas lama.